When I was growing up, I only thought of race in terms of black and white. It wasn't until much later, when I learned about anti-Semitism, that I realized blacks and Jews face common enemies. But when we stand together, we are a formidable force.
The relationship between African Americans and Jews in the United States, it's not a simple story, and it cannot be a simple story.
It's got a really long history.
When these two communities get together and they synergize creatively or politically, they're a juggernaut and they can't be stopped.
Jewish people have always been some of the first outside of the culture itself to embrace black music.
A white Jewish producer and the greatest black jazz singer of all time. Why can't the world be like this?
Rabbi Heschel was told he might not live because they're killing folk in Selma.
I think the civil rights movement healed our souls after Nazi Germany.
There was a very visible black Jewish alliance during the civil rights movement.
That relationship accomplished incredible things.
But I don't want to romanticize the alliance because it wasn't an untroubled relationship.
We want black power.
There is a profound sense of the Jews are the haves, the blacks are the have-nots.
Nothing has separated the Jewish and the black community more than this issue of affirmative action.
It's dangerous to make it all the same. We're not the same. We come from different histories.
I don't consider myself white. And when I once told our class that, they laughed in my face. You laughed in my face.
I did.
Blacks and Jews in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn clashed, inflamed by the death of a young boy.
The old alliance between blacks and Jews, is that in jeopardy now?
Very much so.
We must not allow the relationship between Jews and African Americans to suffer.
The whole purpose of this meal is to let you know we are Jews too.
In Charlottesville, violent protests broke out at what was supposed to be a white nationalist rally.
When you see Charlottesville, you see that most people that are anti-Semites are also racist.
When everything blew up on campus, I wasn't sure about how I would navigate the conversation.
We have to find a way to listen to all the rancor, even when it makes us uncomfortable.
It's dangerous, because It's a really hard time to talk about either black people or Jewish people. It's just become fraught in so many ways. But anything that's dangerous is worthwhile.
Premieres Tuesday, February 3rd, on PBS Wisconsin.